Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Rock and Roll, the podcast all about quality engineering, rock and the lives of our colleagues. I'm Joe Horrocks, marketing communications exec and community ambassador here at Rock. Today I'm joined by fellow community ambassadors Neil, Rob and Denton, who are going to help me run through some of the fantastic initiatives we're lucky enough to be able to get involved with as community ambassadors. If you'd like to introduce yourself, guys, starting with you, Denton.
Yep, so I'm Denton. I joined Rock on the graduate scheme in July 2019. I'm now a senior test analyst and have been part of the community ambassadors since I joined Rock.
Neil?
Yep, Neil Young, senior test analyst. I've been with Rock 9 years this year, and I've probably been an ambassador for at least 4 or 5 of those years.
Rob?
Yeah, my name's Rob Wallace. I'm a test leader at Rock. I've been with Rock now for, it'll be 4 years this August, and yep, same amount of time as a community ambassador as well for me.
Cool, yeah, and I think it's important to mention as well that there's, you know, a wide team of us as well, coming from all parts of the business. You know, it's not just us guys, there's quite a lot of us now, which is great. We're all really, the team's all really keen to get involved in community and charity stuff, which is fantastic. Would someone like to give us an overview of what the community ambassadors are and what we do?
Yeah, so I mean, as you just mentioned there, we're a group of people who just come together to organise things, basically. We encourage everyone at Rock to engage in a range of activities, bringing us all together with their community and charities. I think, you know, the main sort of focus would be the educational side, charitable causes, and then the environment as well. So loads of different things could be covered off, ideas that we come up with ourselves, ideas that are put forward by the rest of our colleagues who aren't necessarily part of the community ambassadors. We just sort of are a team to drive that forward and organise events to get everyone involved, basically.
Absolutely. I couldn't have summed it up best myself, really, Denton. Now, yeah, what about the charities that we support? Neil, do you want to give us some examples of that and how we go about sort of selecting those charities that we support?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when we all get together, we'll throw ideas in if anybody's got anything specific that they wanted to go to raise funds for. But we try to give a broad sort of range of different types of charities. We've done homeless charities, helping out at schools with their IT, toilet twinning. We've done sponsored runs, barbecues, music bingo. We try and do as much as we can for quite a range. We've done Macmillan's, Calm, the campaign for living miserably. So we try to cover all bases. Yeah.
Just for the uninitiated there, toilet twinning, what exactly is that, Neil?
Yeah, so the toilet twinning initiative was basically Rock funded the building of a toilet in a underprivileged town in Africa. We then get a plaque that we can display in our toilets to say that it has been twinned with this new toilet.
Yeah, great. I think we've not done that for a couple of years either, so I think no. I know we've done it a couple of times in the past, so that might be nice to do something like that again. It was always a fun one to do. We did sort of I remember we did like loo roll, dodgeball and stuff like that, didn't we? And loads of like maybe vulgar toilet themed activity, but it was fun and it raised money and it got the job done. So do you want to run us through some other things that we, like some of the actual activities and events that we do, Neil, for some of these charities?
So as I mentioned before, we've gone into local schools to help the kids with the IT skills. We run an annual 24-hour gaming session. We've done barbecues, we've done numerous sponsored walks, games on the run we did for a local hospice, where all the competitors had to dress up as pantomime dames and do the run. I myself have hosted a music bingo night, which was fantastic.
One of my highlights, the music bingo night. It was good.
You were definitely one of the better dames as well, Neil.
Very good at that, Neil. Very good.
I think
that's very nice of you to say.
I know. You pulled the wig off very well. I think the best part about the community ambassadors and sort of our whatever event it is that we do, block always then match whatever involvement we put forward. So
yes.
Say, I don't know, 20 people took part in Red January where we all did the step challenge. Rock then match the amount of money that we raise individually and put that forward as a company as well. So, you know, it's all about one, having fun ourselves, two, raising money, but then Rock also puts towards it. So it's almost double the effort. It's really great thing.
Like you say, I think that's key. All those things that, you know, Denton and Neil have just mentioned there as well, they're all quite fun events, from the toilet swinging and the loo roll dodgeball and, you know, dressing up in ladies' clothes and running 5K and, you know, the barbecue. And like Denton says, we try to make things as much of a social activity for our colleagues and make sure it's something that people want to get involved with. It's not necessarily the amount of money that we raise. It's more about raising awareness, having a good time and doing, you know, giving a little bit back to our community, really. And on that and the charity matching stuff, Rob, do you want to tell us a little bit more about community days and how the charity matching stuff works?
Yep, sounds good. Yeah, so like Denton mentioned there, we have the charity matching scheme. So we, for example, if we do some sort of power-up event that we've just hosted recently, and there's more than a certain amount of people, believe it to be 3 people, whatever we raise, the company will then match, which is a great initiative for the company to give out more money to the charities, and obviously it'll help the charities to grow and expand even more. As well as that, we offer all the colleagues within Rock a community day. So that's one community day per financial year. And what that does is allows the people in Rock to kind of go out and help community. We've had some really good data at the Dogs Trust, I believe, in Manchester, if that's correct. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. We've had, like, myself and I believe you, Joe, you were there as well. We went to the Ronald McDonald at Alder Hay House. We did some paint and decorating there a couple of years ago.
Was just going to say, actually, that was my first community day as a Rock community ambassador, as a Rock employee. You know, it's open to everyone, and that was alongside you, wasn't it? That was really good. I've been back there a couple of times since and helped out at Ronald McDonald House at Alder Hay. It's really worthwhile stuff.
No, it's a good one, though, because obviously charities have a lot of impacting a lot of people within the company, like for myself it is Alder Hay and that sort of area, so for me to go and do that sort of thing there just to give something back. And a lot of people who love dogs, they'll do anything to go and look after dogs who are in need of it, things like that. So it's always a great way for not like the work aspect, but for us to go out and help the community where possible, really.
We've also done the Cash for Kids as well, which was done by the local radio station, where they try and make sure that underprivileged kids, every kid gets a present at Christmas.
Yeah, Mission Christmas, I think that one's called, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, a key part of our role as community ambassadors as well, really. When people have a charity that they want to support, but maybe they've not got the time or they don't know how to set some of these things up, we help organise that. You know, we reach out to local charities and see what we can do at those places. You know, we'll email places like Cash for Kids or Alder Hay Children's Hospital, and we'll ask what we can do and when we can come in and do that, and we'll get a team together of however many are available. They have to agree that time off projects and stuff like that, of course, if they're working with the client at the time, but we very much support them through that and do what we can as well. I think it's important to mention as well, that's during the week and off projects. And we also do a volunteer days thing as well, which is at weekend. You know, if people are busy during work, we still do that kind of thing outside of work time as well, which is really good.
I think it's actually worth mentioning that the clients are rather accommodating with stuff like this. You know, as part of our business and our culture, we sell this quite often to the clients as part of our day-to-day activities. And, you know, it's worth mentioning that it might cost a bit of money to allow us to just move off client just for a day to accommodate this. But that also feeds into the charities and they recognise that as well. So,
yeah,
it's really great.
I think all our clients, they understand that that's part of Rock. You know, that's what we stand for as a business. That's what we do. And they're always very accommodating from my experience. And, you know, the work still gets done and we get, you know, bonus help, you know, in a charity or, you know, in a community. I've done litter picking in the past. That was a good one. And then in the afternoon, I played at a charity football tournament. So that was a great day. It was a bit of something for me and a bit of something for the local area as well. Yeah, and speaking of environment as well and the litter picking, it was almost as if I planned that little segue. speaking of the environment, you know, I think it's important as well that we do have sort of an environmental focus within ROC as well, very much a part of what we do as community ambassadors. Stuff like, you know, keeping waste to a minimum, recycling whenever possible. Some people are really, really scarily strict with the recycling, actually, which is a good thing. That can only be a good thing. You know, if ever we have any sort of office meetups or do a lot of traveling, we try to offset that with planting trees as well through the National Trust. So yeah, there's loads of things that we do, really. And we also try and support environmental charities when possible. I know I can't remember what month it is. We had a planning session the other day, and we planned for a certain month that's coming up to be sort of environmental focused charities and stuff like that. So yeah, that's something that we're very much focused on these days as well. So sort of to wrap up, we'll do a few sort of softer questions now about what we do and our favourite things about ROC. So my favourite thing about ROC, I'm going to take the easy one here, the easy answer that everyone says. You all know what I'm going to say. The people. People are my favourite thing about working for ROC. You know, I get on with everyone we work with. Don't see some people as much as I used to anymore because we all work remote a lot of the time. But when we do go into the office and have these office meetups, it's fantastic. It's a great reason to get together. These charity events, stuff like that, it's always a great time. And the people really are at the heart of that and what make those things great. In a similar order to as we did introductions before, we'll go Denton, Neil, Rob, what are your favorite things about working for ROC, and what's your favorite thing about being a community ambassador as well?
You have stole everyone's answer there with yours, Joe. I gave a guest lecture and yesterday, coincidentally, at a university, and that was the thing we tried to sell, you know, without even needing to come up with reasons as to why it's great to work for ROC. I think that the culture, the people, you've already kind of pinched. But I don't know, just everything that we get involved in. You know, it's fun to work here. We never really have a bad day. We definitely have challenges, and that comes with the type of work that we do. But I think everyone bands together. If you're stuck, you ask for help, we'll all get around you and we'll support you. But, you know, likewise, we get stuck in when we need to as well. So the summer event's probably my highlight every year, you know, where we've just been talking just before this call about all the activities that we're going to get up to this year. I can't really wait for that. And I think community ambassador wise, it's just good to be able to facilitate people's almost initiatives, you know, because we don't sit around and think about all these things ourselves. People do feed into them, and I think if we can play a small part in just getting that event hosted, then we're doing a bit. So yeah, that would be mine.
Cool. Neil?
Yeah, I'll say it's like everybody's thunder's being stolen here, but my favorite thing about, or the thing that struck me about working at ROC, was the amount of effort that gets put into when they actually employ people. You know, they're going to be a good fit, and I think that shows for myself, being a little bit more advanced in years than some of the graduates that come in now. It's really refreshing to find a place where everybody's included. There's no, you know, everybody's got your back. If anybody needs any help, there's always somebody there who can help out. You know, and it's really comforting to know that. You know, you don't get into a situation where you feel awkward sort of asking for help or asking for advice. And obviously the young ones now, they're all sort of, they've been brought up on IT now, so there's always somebody who can help, you know, the old dogs. Absolutely. in the place. And about being an ambassador, it's just quite fulfilling to know that you can get involved, try and get people together and encourage people to sort of get together and try and sort of help out these charities and raise funds.
Absolutely. Rob, I'm guessing it's something similar for you, you know, people, culture.
I'm going to try and change it a little bit. I'm going to try and change it. So it might be a little bit similar to Neil's, but I'll try and change it. Yeah, so my favourite thing about working for Foc is, is the people. But for me, it's the career progression. So a lot of companies, you struggle to find that career progression. But with Roc, we've got our career support mentors. You've got everybody in Roc who's at different levels, whatever it may be. And everyone's there just to help you. You've got your buddy and mentoring system that we're starting up as well. So it's just things like that that you wouldn't see other companies, and it just brings us all together. So that's my favorite thing. But with the community ambassadors, it's about listening to people's stories about what charities they really enjoy working for, or that what charities sort of impact their lives. It's trying to bring them to how can we help them, what can we do to support them with through Roc as well. So it's like those painting, decorating days. It's things like that that just makes you want to get involved more.
Yeah, I completely agree. So on that sort of getting involved and different activities, whether it be a community day, an event, a step challenge, whatever it is that we've done for the community or charity, I won't go first this time, I'll go last so I don't steal anyone's thunder. We'll go in reverse order.
Oh no.
Rob, starting with you, what's a favourite activity, what's a favourite community thing that you've got involved with during your time at Roc?
It's a hard one because I've been involved, I think it's three I've been involved in, but one really hardest one I've done was a 60,000 step challenge in a day. It was a very, very hot day. Blackpool from walking, running, whatever I could find and do, and my feet were killing me the next day. But my favourite thing was, obviously, because all the hay is so close to me and the Ronald McDonald House, was doing that. That was my kind of first community day with Roc. So doing some painting, decorating, it was just a really fun day out and getting to meet some of the people who work there as well. So that's definitely the one for me.
Cool. Neil, what about you?
It's got to be the music bingo night. I mean, that was a massive achievement from all of the ambassadors. There was a lot of work involved in going to local businesses and trying to get them to donate. Promises, gifts, vouchers, anything and everything we could go around and scrounge. As I say, I created the music bingo with all the music and who hosted it for the night. Had a raffle. It was just a great night, and we ended up raising over £900 for Calm, which again was great. We got in contact, I think Joe, you got in contact with them, and they supplied all the posters and the promotional stuff. So
good event actually, what I liked about that one.
And it was for friends as well and family.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just people within. Yeah. So there was a great audience there as well.
It had a real sort of family and community feel, as well as obviously raising a good amount for charities. It was a real event, and it was really fun to be part of. And a couple of my mates came down. I know some people's family came down and stuff like that. That wouldn't necessarily be part of Roc charity initiatives other times, so that was a really good one for me. Denton?
Yeah, so I mean, both of those things sound really, really good. My favorite probably would have been the music bingo, but I'll divert and give you another answer. I really enjoy the barbecue events. You know, it's rather informal. It's right outside the office in the car park, but Stephen on the grill, director. We've been in burgers all day. That's a nice sight to see him in shorts rather than trousers all the time. I enjoy the barbecue because, you know, it's that little bit of an escape from the office environment. Everyone's just eating a burger, eating a sausage, having some cakes. We have a cake sale as well. It's just a fun event. Food
and same drinks. With that one as well. If I remember rightly, we opened that up to the rest of the business park. Our office in Chorley. So, we advertised that for the rest of the business park as well. And we had people from other businesses coming down and, you know, helping us raise money for charity. And it was, again, a real community feel about the event, which was great.
Yeah, because, I mean, the community just did the business park alone. Everyone got stuck in. And then the money goes to charity. So it's a win-win.
Absolutely. Now I know how it feels. I've had a taste of my own medicine from going first last time, because all of those are fantastic. I'd actually forgotten about the 60,000 steps in a day challenge. That I think I probably suppressed that memory because it was tough, really tough. I couldn't walk for days afterwards, but it was, yeah, that was a really good one. That was a highlight. I've already mentioned the charity football tournament that I took part in. I'm well into my football. I loved doing that. That was fantastic. But another one I think I should mention, which is similar to Denton's, really, the barbecue. In my first week at Rock, coming up to 6 years ago now, we did call what we called a summer splash, and that was very similar. It was in the summer, it was dead hot, we did it all water related, and that was to help fund a well in Africa, fund the construction of a well, and yeah, so everything we did was water related. And particularly stands out that we one of our colleagues built some stocks, and we put the directors in the stocks and threw like wet sponges and water balloons at them and stuff like that. And with that being my first week at Rock, you know, that was a real sort of introduction, baptism of fire sort of thing, because it was a mental straight week in. And it's, you know, yeah. Jumps,
you obviously made sure your pros were off target that first week then, Joe, just to make you sound like the nice person. I'm not waiting for anyone just yet.
I might not hold back quite as much now. I'm a bit more a bit more accustomed to the culture here and just all mucking in and having a laugh, really. But yeah, it was that was a great introduction to the business and being a community ambassador and that sort of thing as a whole. So yeah, that's mine. Now, sort of for internal purposes, I know we've mentioned a few times that we're kind of like a sounding board for the rest of the business, really, and that, you know, people can come to us with whatever ideas they've got and we'll help them sort of arrange those things and get involved with stuff. So I don't know, does someone want to go through how people can get involved and, you know, how they can become a community ambassador, for example?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy. Just reach out to one of us guys who are already there. Or even if you don't want to do that, you can post on we have like a charity channel within our own Teams environment. You can post your ideas in there. But it's really informal. You know, there was no application process or anything like that. You just come and join, get stuck in. You can attend a few meetings just as an observer if you want. But no, don't be scared. Just reach out.
Yeah.
I think it's as easy as that, really. Just get in touch with any of us guys or one of the other community ambassadors. We're going to do a bit of a relaunch of the community ambassadors soon, sort of linking in with this podcast, and we'll make sure that you know who all the community ambassadors are. Just reach out to us, drop us a note, drop us a line, drop us some ideas, and we'll support that as much as we can. I think we meet on, is it the first Wednesday of every month?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we meet fairly regularly and we'll work hard to make sure that everyone's sort of represented in the way they should be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. I think that just about sums up Rock Community Ambassadors and kind of what we do in the charity and community space. Is there anything anyone else wants to add, or can we wrap up there?
Just don't be scared to get stuck in, come and have some fun.
Absolutely.
That's it.
I think that's good advice in all walks of life, to be honest, Denton. So
yeah,
we'll wrap up there then, guys. Yeah, thank you very much for being involved, everyone. Thank you very much for listening. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and tune in to future episodes as well. If you'd like to learn about how you can join the team, please go to our website or get in touch at careers@rock.co.uk. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.